wake-up call. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's how the head of the National Transportation Safety Board describes recent close calls at U.S. airports. The acting FAA administrator, Billy Nolen, also sounding the alarm at a summit on aviation safety being held in Virginia.
As a safety community, we must pay attention to the events of recent months and what the system is trying to tell us.
Though Nolen has also said this is the safest period in aviation history. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says we can't wait for the next catastrophic event to address concerns. Airlines and unions are also part of today's meeting. In a letter to the NTSB, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a rail safety probe should be expanded to all seven major freight railroads. This after the toxic crash last month in Ohio. A Russian official now says they will try to collect debris from a U.S. surveillance drone forced to ditch into the Black Sea yesterday after a confrontation with Russian fighter jets that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin calls part of a pattern of unsafe and aggressive behavior by Russia in international airspace.
So make no mistake, the United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows.
The U.S. says Russian jets harassed the drone, dumping fuel on it before hitting its propeller. The Russians still deny any impact with the drone.
The defense ministry says the drone was headed toward Russia with the transponders turned off. Russia says their fighter never hit the drone. The drone crashed, attempting an evasive maneuver.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The U.S. says one of the Russian jets was damaged from hitting the drone. Some positive news on inflation, with wholesale prices falling in February and compared to a year ago, rising less than expected. That's not helping stocks, though, amid renewed concern about the strength of banks. Right now, the Dow is down 572 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Stiffer penalties for fentanyl sellers are advancing in another state.
North Carolina senators have passed new legislation that would allow those caught selling fentanyl to be charged with second-degree murder. The legislation also increases fines for those who distribute and sell the deadly drug. It now heads to the State House for consideration as North Carolina joins a growing number of states that are considering or have already approved harsher penalties for selling or distributing fentanyl. North Carolina's health department says in 2021 they had the highest number of overdose deaths in the state on record, with most of the more than 4,000 overdose deaths likely involving the use of fentanyl. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A business tycoon long sought by China is arrested by the U.S., accused of $1 billion worth of fraud taken from online followers. The SEC filing related civil charges against the exiled Chinese businessman Go Wengui. Meantime, the Justice Department announcing that cryptocurrency platform ChipMixer has been taken down by investigators in the U.S. and Europe, accused along with its Vietnamese operator of laundering more than $3 billion. There's a new top dog in America.
For the first time in three decades, the French bulldog has become the most prevalent purebred dog in the U.S., according to American Kennel Club registration stats for last year. The toy dog with bat-like ears ousting the Labrador Retriever from the top spot it's held since 1991. Fans of Frenchies, which are prone prone to breathing issues are worried, though, that growing demand could push unscrupulous breeders to churn out unhealthy dogs. Also on the popular list, labs now in second place, golden retrievers, German shepherds, poodles, bulldogs, Rottweilers, beagles, dachshunds, and German short-haired pointers. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Oil prices are plummeting along with stocks, right now down nearly 6% to nearly $67 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.